Okay, today's daf was Shkalim daf Yud Zayin. After the Mishnah goes through all of the different hishtachavayos, 13 sha'arim that were connected, we had 13 hishtachavayos connected, there were 13 places we bow, connected the 13 different sha'arim, and the names of each of the sha'arim, the functions of each of the sha'arim. The Gemara points out that not everybody agrees that there were 13 sha'arim. There was another shita that there were only 7 gates in the base of Mikdash, in which case we need to find out what the 13 hishtachavayos corresponded to, because it obviously wasn't corresponding to 13 sha'arim. So the Gemara says, if you hold that there were only 7 sha'arim, then 13 ishtachavayos were connected, the 13 pirtzos that the Yevanim made in the chel, in the wall around the Harabayas, that the Yevanim made 13 pirtzos in order to be able to get through. So that's why we have 13 ishtachavayos connected those 13 pirtzos that the Yevanim made. So the Gemara goes on to tell us a description of the water that came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that it started out by the Kodesh HaKadoshim as a very small amount of water, and then it grew and it grew and grew as it went further and further away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it goes through a series of different psukim in Yecheskel that refer to this water, and at which point the water becomes kosher for tevila venida, and when it's kosher it's used for mechatos, different opinions about that. Then toward the end of Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us the difference between how fruit and grain grow bizman hazeh versus how it's going to grow la'asilavo. Then nowadays b'olam hazeh tevua is also l'shisha chadashim, grain takes 6 months, and fruit on a tree is once every 12 months you're able to pick fruit from a tree. But la'asilavo, two opinions: either the tevua is going to be l'chodesh echad, in a single month, and the ilan is going to be for shnei chadashim, the fruit on a tree is going to be every 2 months, or that the ilan is going to, la'asilavo, the tevua is going to take only 15 days, and fruit on a tree is going to take chodesh echad, twice as long. It's going to, just like it takes bizman hazeh twice as long, la'asilavo, it's also going to be twice as long, but it's going to be 15 days in 1 month, rather than 6 months and 12 months. Then at the very end of Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us how Yechaniah went into Galus. Nebuchadnezzar came to town, and the whole Sanhedrin went out to greet him and said, "No, so you're here to destroy the base of Mikdash?" He said, "No, I just want Yechaniah." So they went and they told Yechaniah that Nebuchadnezzar is looking for you. So he came out, and before he went out to Nebuchadnezzar, he first goes and he takes the keys of the base of Mikdash, and he climbs up to the Gag of the Heichal, and he says, "Ribono Shel Olam, l'sha'avar hayinu ne'amanim lach. It used to be that you trusted Klal Yisrael, and you gave us your keys. Achshav she'ino ne'amanim harim maftachosecha mesurim lach. Now that we're not trustworthy to you, I'm going to give you back your keys." And two deos, whether he threw the keys up and it just never landed, or a hand actually came up from Shemayim and took the keys back. Then the Gemara, the Mishnah on Amud Beis, goes through the description of the 13 tables. 8 of them were made out of marble, and where they were located, the 8 that were located by the base mitzvachayim, and the ones that were located before the two that they had before they would bring the bread in for the lechem apanim, one before, one after they were bringing in the lechem apanim, the different tables that they had in the base of hamikdash. And there was a machlokas where the lechem apanim was placed on a marble table or a silver table. If you placed it on a silver table, it meant you were relying on a miracle, because to place it on a silver table, silver conducts heat, so it's going to cause the bread to become moldy, and yet the lechem apanim had to stay fresh. The other day is, yeah, you place it on a silver table and you relied on a miracle. The whole lechem apanim was a miracle. The whole fact that it stayed fresh anyway was a miracle. So we relied on a miracle. The Gemara then tells us the placement in the Heichal of the 10 menoros and the 10 shulchanos that Shlomo HaMelech had made, particularly the shulchanos. And there was a machlokas whether the shulchanos ran north to south or they ran east to west. And the nafkamina is, if they ran north to south, then they must have encroached on the southern side of the Heichal a little bit, which would mean you cannot use them, because only Shulchan is only kosher bitzafon. Whereas if they ran east to west, then they didn't have to encroach at all on the southern side, in which case they could have actually been in use.